Hey guys, how's it going? It's Mark Tregilgus here, the creator and founder of 30 Plus Men's Fitness. And I want to welcome you to my first ever podcast aimed at over 30s males. It's something that I've been thinking about for a little while now. Last year in 2013, I followed quite a lot of fitness and business podcasts, which I really enjoyed and got a lot from. It's something that I thought I could have a go at. And recently, I was a guest on my friend Pat DeVille's. He's a top trainer over in Ireland with his own studio and a great online program. I was a guest on his show, and I really enjoyed it. And it actually resulted in quite a lot of sales for me for my online programs from guys in Ireland. So it kind of told me that, you know, this is a great way of getting out there, telling you guys what 30 Plus Men's Fitness is all about. And basically spreading the 30 plus word. So this, like I said, it's the first time I've done something like this. I don't mind speaking in public and things like that. I'm not shy. So I'm actually quite looking forward to it. That said, I've not really scripted anything. I'm just going to freestyle today, although I've got a couple of notes in front of me, but not, you know, it's not like I've planned this for a couple of hours. I've just been thinking about it in the car and things like that. So today I want to tell you about what I hope to get out of doing the podcast, what we're going to look at today, and my plans for it for the future are. So today you're just going to get me, okay, and I'm going to aim to talk for about, I don't know, 30 to 35 minutes. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my history and how 30 Plus Men's Fitness came about, and you know why you should hopefully trust me when it comes to over 30s fitness. I'm going to sort of talk about I'm going to talk about how my boot camps came about, you know, my various locations and what our plans are for the future with that. But I want to talk to you guys about, you know, how you might be struggling, what your problems are when it comes to, you know, trying to regain that buzz of your youth, get rid of that waistline which just seems to be increasing, and get some energy back, you know, get a bit of mental clarity. You know, a lot of guys in high pressure jobs, young families, and finding it hard to concentrate amongst other things. I'm going to tell you why that's happening, but I'm going to help you out, give you some takeaways. Not Chinese form. Going to give you some takeaways that you can go away and plug into your life now. It's going to help you feel instantly better, and that's my gift from me to you. A little bit further down the line, what I'd like to do is I want to get some over 30s sports stars. Maybe they're retired. Maybe they're still playing. You know, athletes. If he agrees to do it, I've got a boxer lined up, former professional boxer, had a glittering career. He's in his 40s. He's in amazing shape. He's actually a good friend of mine. He's an acquaintance, and he's a man of very few words, but I'm hoping to get him on. I'm not going to tell you anything more about that, but he should be my second guest of the show. And I want to get these guys on, and I want them to talk about, you know, how they find being over 30, what changes they found in their body or in terms of their energy, and how they combat that, you know, how they deal with you know, the aging process, and what they do to stay, you know, fit, healthy and lean. All right guys, so I've actually got my little timer set up here. I'm on 4:10 and we're going to get into this. Okay, so I want to tell you a little bit about me and how 30 Plus Men's Fitness came about, because you know, you might follow my emails. I've got quite a big email subscribers list. You might have checked out the website with all the free workouts. That's www.30plusmensfitness.com. And you might have followed the Facebook fan page. I think we've got about 12,000 followers or just under. But you know, you may have just followed me. You may not have invested in one of my programs or come to a boot camp. So I just want to tell you a little bit more about me. I'm 35. I've got a 17-month-old son called John, who's he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's absolutely hysterical. He's full of energy. And I live with my partner, obviously, and him. Live with my partner, Sarah. She's due to go bang now on our second child any moment. Well, she's due in 2 weeks. So, you know, I have a laugh with the lads in my online programs. Like, I am fully, you know, up to my nuts in the nappy changing trenches, lads. I know the form, right? And I'll be completely honest with you. You know, when I set up 30 Plus Men's Fitness, I was actually a single lad in my early 30s. I'd came out of a long relationship and I was just doing my thing in my early 30s. My business was on the rise. I had a lovely little apartment down in Cardiff Bay. I was doing the dating thing, and you know what? Life was pretty easy. And then, you know, I was doing my dating thing and met my partner. You know, we had about a 7-month honeymoon period, and then boom, we just got straight into the mix and blend. And next thing you know, John come along. And yeah, when those sleepless nights hit, and you know, you're no longer desired after for a little while by your girlfriend. And yeah, you're moving into a bigger house with bigger outgoings. Life gets, you know, pretty serious, right? And I soon realized that, you know what? I'm quite a positive guy. I go around with a smile on my face. But you know, there are days when that can become very, very hard. My son, he was an absolute nightmare trying to get him to sleep initially. We were never, you know, nobody gives you a manual, do they, when you become parents? And, you know, the boy just did not sleep. We had 6 months of it. And yeah, it was tough. It was really, really tough. I remember when he came along, I was still doing quite a lot of personal training, and it was killing me, man. It was really killing me. And I'm sure there's guys out there listening to this who, you know, the kids have come along, they still got to get up and go to work in the morning, even if you're up all night. And funnily enough, the last 3 days, my boy has had really bad sickness and vomiting, and you could literally set your clock by it. You know, 1 or 2 o'clock, you just hear this mad scream. In the morning, this is, and there's a projectile everywhere, and we're talking about a 90-minute cleanup job of both him and the surrounding areas. You know, my whole house smells like sick. You know, my pregnant girlfriend is massive. We're both covered in sick. You know, it's real living the dream stuff, guys. You know, I mean, there was one moment this week at like 2 a.m. where, you know, my son puked all over my girlfriend, and I just said, yeah, this is completely different to our first date, babe. You know, when we met, and it was all, you know, like nice dinners and booty calls and champagne and things like that. But hey, this is what happened, you know, and I wouldn't change anything. It is amazing. Life is just a lot different. But my boy is absolutely the world to me. I can't wait to meet my second son or daughter. I don't know what I'm having, so that's going to be a nice surprise. But I suppose what I'm saying is, you know, if you're an over 30s guy, I understand you. I really do understand you more than ever. And actually, I've said this time and time again in my blogs. Since becoming a dad, my over 30s men's fitness business has trebled, quadrupled in terms of the online, the boot camps. And I think that came from just having a deeper understanding of you guys. You know, for years, I would turn up teaching my boot camps and all the guys would come in looking like shit, like complete zombies. And I'd be like, oh, come on, what's wrong with you? Man up, you know, you'd be all right. And they'd be like, Tregsy. By the way, you can call me Tregs, that's after my surname. They would say, Tregs, you just wait till this baby comes along. You're going to know what life's about. And it did. And then they laugh at me. And then all of a sudden, I was going to teach these classes on no sleep and like couldn't even think straight. And that's still the case today some days. And then training with the boys and understanding what it's like to try and train when you're absolutely knackered and stressed and had no sleep and you just got a screaming baby ringing in your ear from the night before. I understand, guys, what it's like, okay? So, funnily enough, you know, that all sounds like, how can I say, like, I understand you guys and I'm making out that, you know, life is tough in your 30s and it is, but I actually, and this is a funny thing, I actually feel better now in terms of my energy levels, in terms of my mental clarity, in terms of my mental health. I'll talk a little bit about the anxiety and depression I once suffered. I feel better now than ever because of the nutrition and the training protocols that I've learned, picked up over the way with 8 years in the fitness industry. I often say that, you know, if I didn't know how to eat healthily and eat right and train right, then, you know, with everything that's going on in my life, business to run, young family, financial pressures, house, all that jazz, then I would find it a real struggle. And actually, we'll come on to this a little bit later, but one of the most poignant things my clients say to me is, you know, Tregsy, yeah, we did lose fat on your plans, but the mental clarification. We managed to sort of deal with depression. We came out of it. It was lifted. Anxieties were managed. And that all comes from the way I encourage you guys to eat. I mean, there's a very famous saying from one of the gurus I followed, and he said, let food be thy medicine. And it really is. And the information I've picked up along the way, the foods that I will recommend and tell you to eat will really help you feel a lot better. So, yeah, in my 20s, I pretty much felt like crap. I never really understood nutrition and training. I was always a big eater. I love my food, guys. I love my food, hence why we don't calorie count and things like that. And I used to eat probably too much of the wrong stuff. In my 20s, it led to sort of yo-yo dieting. I would always be the one guy training, and yet all my mates were in better shape than me, and I was there pounding the streets, running, going to the gym, doing a little bit of chest press and things like that. Everything ass backwards, no structure. And you know what? It's not my fault, and it's not your fault if you're feeling like crap because nobody tells you. It's not your job to know, right? You know, it's your job to know your job. And I didn't know what was right. I just try and go and do my own thing. And it led me to getting some pretty heavy duty, you know, fat loss pills that are banned now. Things like ephedrine, you know, which I was using, and when I got introduced to those bad boys, it was like, wow, I lost so much weight, had unlimited energy fast, but then the negatives would come whereby, you know, I'd had no patience. I was getting things like road rage and stuff, and then over time, well, I was using them for a while, it led me to getting mad anxiety. One day, huge panic attacks and subsequent depression. And that was because I didn't understand nutrition. I didn't understand training. And I was dabbling in stuff that was very dangerous. And I don't encourage any clients to go near that kind of stuff now. So, in my late 20s, I suffered a lot with depression. And this was around the time I was actually getting into the industry. I've been a personal trainer 8 years now. And as I was getting into it, because I was still a little too heavy for my liking and felt a little bit intimidated training clients in a gym with loads of fit guys around, I was getting into these sort of fat loss pills, and that's when the anxiety and the panic attacks come and the depression come. And, you know, I needed some help for a few years with meds and things like that. But thankfully, I've come out the other end, and that has really become, you know, since really entering my 30s, when I really had a deeper understanding of nutrition and how to eat clean and healthy and cut out all the rubbish. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And thankfully now, I feel, you know, leaner. I wouldn't say so much like, well, yeah, I suppose, well, I don't know, I don't weigh, so, but I know in my clothes I feel leaner, brighter, fitter and than ever. No, I never suffer anxiety anymore, which is really remarkable because I have a lot of pressure on me, you know, I have a business with staff and things like that. And my depression is totally gone. I'm a very, very positive person. In fact, if those of you that know me, if I had opened up to you about the extent of my depression, which I may do on a subsequent podcast, you probably wouldn't believe me because it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. And I think, you know what, it's why a lot of the over 30s guys can relate to me, and a lot of these guys in my programs and why they've been so successful is, you know, if you're an over 30s man, you would have gone through something in your life, some kind of event or a loss or an anxiety or depression triggered by something. You know, I've had guys open up into my plan in my plans about addictions to drugs, to alcohol, you know, coming out as gay guys when they'd previously been too afraid to. And that's because they feel comfortable because they know myself as a coach. I've been through some crap. I've managed to get through it and I feel healthier, fitter than ever just through living my life in the correct way. So, you know, the reason that I created 30 Plus Bootcamp is actually quite simple. I've already told you, I felt like rubbish in my 20s. Then, you know, I did my personal training course, had a bit of anxiety, depression, come through that and actually started to feel pretty amazing in my early 30s. And I was just a one-man band. I was doing my personal training and started to follow a few blogs in the US. A lot of the gurus talking about training boot camps and training, you know, working with people that you really want to work with, people you understand. And, you know, without going too deep into it, I came up with the idea of over 30s boot camp for men. I literally put it as a status update on Facebook one day, and the next thing I had a boot camp. And the reason I wanted to do it is because I thought, well, you know what, I felt like crap in my 20s. I really did feel like crap. But now I feel pretty bloody amazing, and I'm 31, and I I feel leaner. You know, at the time, I could see my abs. Probably can't see them as well anymore. But at the time, you know, I was absolutely buzzing. And I thought, well, hang on, I spent all this time in my 20s feeling like rubbish, and now I feel great. But I wonder how many guys are in their 30s that feel the opposite. They're feeling that their best days are behind them. They're unsure of what to eat. They're going to the gym and doing a routine arse backwards. And I wanted to show these guys that, you know what, you might be 30 plus, but this ain't the end. You know, this is, if you understand nutrition and training, how to do it correctly, then, you know, age really just is just a number. So I set up 30 plus boot camp, you know, with the idea of trying to help people in my local area. And I'm based in Cardiff in Wales, UK, and my boot camp became pretty successful. And I used to have a very, very good friend by the name of Mark, who was a personal training client of mine. And he came to me, and we were drawn together because we both suffered anxiety, depression in the past. And I started to get him some really good results. And he sort of came out of his cloud a little bit. And he said, listen, Treggs, I work in media. You know, I do blogging for a living. He started talking about all this technical internet stuff. Now, I was just a fitness guy, right? We're going back three, four years ago. He's like, look, we could create something online whereby everything you do at your 30 plus bootcamp, obviously you're limited. You're just helping people in Cardiff. But we could create something whereby we do exactly what you're doing at your bootcamp. You know, we do it online and we can reach out. We can help as many over 30s men globally feel fitter and better than ever. And he was talking about, you know, like building a following. I didn't really understand everything. I was just a fitness guy. And he said to me, listen, Treggs, he said, we're going to start recording some videos. He said, you know, I want you to come up with some workouts which are going to be perfect for the over 30s busy man. Now, you know, of course, I already knew this because I was a personal trainer and really getting into my stuff and getting some great results. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, well, you know, these guys that can't come to my camps are going to be following me. They're going to be limited for time. Like I said, I didn't have kids at that stage. I was living that bachelor life. And it's actually quite contradictory when you think about it, because I could spend hours in the gym in my early 30s. And I was doing this for busier guys with kids and that were in the trenches. But actually, you know, my workouts really came to serve me when I became a dad. So it was almost like I was doing it for myself in the future. So I started to create these really, really simple to follow bodyweight workouts that we would film every week and whack up onto our YouTube channel and then onto our free site that Mark was creating. They were just simple to follow, progressive bodyweight workouts. And I wanted to make it really simple and accessible. And I wanted to do something that would have really helped me in my 20s when I was struggling. Just bodyweight workouts, you know, getting people moving, squats, push-ups, lunges, planks. This sort of stuff that I was ignoring in my 20s. You know, I was always picking up injuries because, you know, I wasn't training legs. I wasn't doing any conditioning. I was just trying to run and pound the streets. And I was really, really heavy and just getting injured all the time. So I started to put these workouts together. This went on from going to bodyweight basics part one all up to part four. And then I started to introduce kettlebell training. I mean, we'll talk more about that later on. Actually, no, we'll talk about it now. I did my kettlebell course probably a couple of years into being a personal trainer. I stand by it. It's still the best thing I've ever done. And I now do all the double stuff. And, you know, for me, you can get some outstanding results with the kettlebell and you don't have to go to a gym. So it kind of fitted perfectly with what I was trying to achieve. I wanted to get these guys with limited time to tell them, look, you don't have to drive to a gym to do what I was doing, to run on a treadmill. You don't have to drive to a gym to just go and work your chest and then go for a sauna. You know, gym memberships are expensive. You're probably not going. Let's get you moving. Let's get you conditioned using your body weight. Let's get you burning some fat. And you know what? As you get fitter, we're going to throw in a kettlebell. And, you know, we can make that harder for you depending on what sort of weight you use. So, yeah, we just built it. I didn't really know where it was going, but we started to get a decent following. You guys started to follow us and make some great comments. And then around about, when was it? It was probably in March 2012. I went away to Thailand, of all places. Don't ask me why. It was just where the retreat was held. To actually spend 10 days with a guru whereby you would just be taken out of your normal life and you would just work solely on creating your first online fitness program. So I went over there. Me and Mark both agreed this is the right thing for 30 plus. Get out there, film your stuff. So I went out there. I filmed all 16 bodyweight progressive workouts for our first ever online program in front of palm trees. I still use the videos today. I'm lovely tan, no bags under my eyes, no stress. I didn't have a kid then. And it was great. But unfortunately, and those of you that know the 30 Plus story will know that while I was out there, my best friend, Mark, who you know about now, creator of 30 Plus Men's Fitness, he passed away tragically. So without going into it too much, I'd been there 24 hours. I was around six fitness professionals I didn't know. I got this news that my best mate had died. I was in pieces. Yeah, obviously just went to ground, hid in my room for a day. Decided, just thought to myself, do I come home? Do I stay? Had a chat with my girlfriend who was pregnant, and she said, look, you're going to have to stay. He would have wanted you to do this. So I had to get in front of that camera. I was in pieces, but I had to disguise it. And I knew that I wanted to get this out there for you guys, because we'd had this vision, you know. We'd had this vision. We would sit in a pub or just in the gym, and just he was saying to me, you know, Tregzy, that there's something there, we can help. You imagine how many guys are struggling, over 30 around the world. We can help these guys. You've got to keep banging out the workouts. You've got to keep writing the articles. You know, let me come into your kitchen and film you cooking and things like that. And he drove it. And I knew that I had to stay there. And I had to do it for him. And I did. And I filmed this whole body weight workout 28-day program. And when I come back, you know, obviously, I sort of put it on the back burner for a bit because my girlfriend was pregnant. I moved house. It was Mark's funeral, all this kind of stuff to deal with. And it was only when my son came along late August in 2012, and he had a really rough start. He had some breathing difficulties. He was literally whipped out of my arms, you know, 2 seconds after holding him. You know, what should have been the best moment of life was extremely challenging. They took my son away, told me he maybe had a couple of hours. It was critical. And what subsequently followed was he was in hospital for 3 weeks, nursed back to health. You know, we didn't know whether we were going to lose him, if he was going to have any long-term problems. But I spent a lot of time in a hospital ward, on a hospital floor with my girlfriend. You know, it was boiling hot summer. It was just, oh, I remember it, the light coming through the windows. It was just pain worrying about my son. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this to good use. I'm going to take my laptop in and I'm going to get my ass in gear and I'm going to start blogging again. I started blogging about becoming a dad, and I was just getting so much feedback from everyone. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get this program out there. I've got to do it. People were telling me, don't give up because you're mate. You've got your son now. This should be your reason. Get this program out there. And, you know, forwarding on to January 2013, we got the program out there. I launched it after building the Facebook fan page and blogging regularly. And, you know, it's just blown my mind of how successful it's been. To date, we must have helped over 1,000 over 30s guys globally via our online programs. And I'll talk about that in a second, how you could potentially get involved and why they work so well. And what resulted in that in 2013 was actually, you know, my 30 Plus boot camp, which had quite a quiet year in 2012 for whatever reason. It resulted in that actually blowing up. And then other people coming forward that had done my programs and saying, you know what, Mark, we love the whole 30 Plus thing. We love the whole concept. We love the story behind it. We love the passion. We would like to get involved. We would like to become bootcamp coaches. And we would like to run our own 30 Plus bootcamp. So I've actually licensed my bootcamps in the last year. We have a venue in Liverpool, UK, with my man Brian, who's doing a great job up there. My two mates, Daff and Lloydie, they're doing the Vale of Glamorgan, which is near me. It's about 15 minutes from me. There are a couple of my clients that have come through the ranks and they just believe and know everything about 30 Plus. And I've got my man Heath over in Chicago, who is an online client. He just got great results. It changed his life. And he said, I want to be part of it. And now he is. And we're what we're trying to do, all we're trying to do is we're trying to help as many over 30s lads across the world in the trenches, kids, careers, little time, stresses. I want to help you guys. We're trying to help you with our boot camps and with our online programs. And my message is clear. It's basically, you know, just because you're in your 30s, you don't have to feel like crap and accept your best days are behind you. We can fight against that. And you're not alone. Our strap line actually is keep on trucking. Everything that we sign off with, I've got 200 guys in my January 28-day detox now. Every time they post in the Facebook group, they sign off with keep on trucking. Every blog I write, I sign off with keep on trucking. And it's a very, very poignant strap line because life is tough in your 30s, right? Anyone, you meet any 30-plus guy who tells you his life's a bed of roses, he's a liar, okay? Because we all know that life's tough. 30s, 40s, 50s. You know, only this week, you know, I've had, My girlfriend is struggling with her pregnancy. My son projectile vomiting every night. My dad's been rushed into hospital. Thankfully, he's going to be okay. But it's just, you're just in the trenches of life, you know? You're just in it. You know, your parents are getting to that age where they're becoming not as fit as they used to be. Your grandparents, you know, you start losing people around you. And it's tough, man. And so the motto is keep on trucking. And the reason that came about is, obviously, Mark, my best friend, I'll never ever forget, and it's my testament to him. You know, we sell t-shirts now all over the world with Keep On Trucking on it. I had a very, very bad breakup back in 2010. I won't go into the ins and outs of it, but put it this way, we went out for a few pints. I was crying into my pint. Mark was the first guy there for me. And, you know, I was set to marry this girl and everything like that. I had all my eggs in one basket. I was totally in love, and I was just crying into my pint saying, listen, dude, what am I going to do, you know? She's ruined my life. She's cheated on me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And he just looked me in the eye and he said, listen, Treggs, you got to get back to work, right? You got to get back in that gym, do what you do best, go and train your clients and keep on trucking. And obviously we've all heard of the phrase keep on trucking, but it was the first time I'd heard him say it. And I still remember him saying it, looking into my eyes. He said, listen, you got to keep trucking, fella. And so that's why we say it, because like I said, you know, life in your 30s throws up a lot of difficult moments. And sometimes you probably think the last thing you want to do is exercise or try and eat healthy. But you know what? This is going to really benefit you. You should know you're not alone. You've got to keep trucking. So listen, guys, I've spoken for about 26 minutes about the concept, what we're trying to do. For the next 15 minutes, I want to give you some help so that you go away and think, oh, this dude just spoke about himself for all that time. He didn't give me anything. I want to give you lots of stuff that I can help you with now. So in my little notes here, I've got, you know, where are 30 plus lads struggling? What do they really struggle with? So as we've already spoken about, it's a lack of time, right? Literally, you've got kids, families, jobs. It's a lack of time. I trained last night at 9:45 p.m. when I finally got my son to bed and my girlfriend was resting and, you know, I'd done all the washing and things like that. Do I want to drive to a gym at 9:45 p.m.? No. Is there going to be a gym open? Possibly, but I don't want to drive to it. So I know that I need to do something whereby I can take you guys out of the gym and you can work out in little time in any area. I've got here in my notes that you're unsure of what to do in the gym. I was one of those guys too. I had no structure. I didn't understand about total body training. I also, you know, got caught up in the whole, I'm going to do like a 6 or like a 5 day split routine. So for those of you that don't understand that, that's where you train one body part a day. So I would be going Monday chest. You always do chest on a Monday, guys. That's written in the law of the training world. You know, the next day would be back, then it'd be shoulders. And legs day would always be on a Friday. But, you know, I'm not going to go and do legs on a Friday when I'm going to go out, you know, and get drunk. And then, of course, so I don't do legs on a Monday, do I? Come back in and chain chest again. So I had no structure. My training was arse backwards. I looked, felt terrible. And I understand that there's a lot of guys who just go into the gym. You know, I've been there. You know, we take classes in a lot of gyms. And, you know, while I'm waiting, I have a little peek. And, you know, there's guys there that have driven there and they're just walking half an hour on a treadmill. I mean, no, no, no. If you've got that time to burn, then great. But let's be realistic, you don't. All right, so I'm going to show you, you know, how to get around that. Also as well, guys, why you're struggling is there's no concept of what to eat right. And that's not your fault. You know, we live in a society where we're told that eating cereal for breakfast is healthy. You know, we're told that eating low fat is healthy. You know, eating certain low-fat spreads is going to lower your cholesterol. I mean, what a load of marketing bollocks. I've never heard so much rubbish in my life. But you know what? I used to buy into it. We're told that, you know, drink orange juice for breakfast because it's got vitamin C. You know, they don't tell you that it's just piled full of sugar, and sugar is the real enemy. We're told that things like, you know, fat is bad. You know, my clients are in my group now, 200 of them eating loads of fat and getting great results because fat, isn't not all fat is bad, and it's an education. You know, I get guys coming into my program, and every month, what's this about eggs? You know, Treggs. What's this about eggs, Treggs? I might do a little rhyme with that. They said, you know, we've been told not to eat eggs. I mean, bloody hell, we'll talk about why eggs are good. I mean, they come from a hen. Where does a hen come from? Mother Nature. You think Mother Nature wants us to be sick? No, it doesn't want us to be sick. Okay. Butter or margarine? Butter all day, every day. Your margarine is plastic. Butter, where does it come from? It comes from a cow. Where does the cow come from? Nature. Think nature wants you to be ill? No, it doesn't. The nutrition is a problem. We'll talk about it. Guys not drinking water, going around so bloody dehydrated because they might be drinking alcohol in the week. They might be, you know, self-medicating, relaxing by drinking alcohol. And then they're getting up and they're just like absolutely hammering the coffee, slamming the coffee, and just going around completely dehydrated. And there's simple steps to cure it. No magic pill, no loads of protein powders, just simple steps, drinking more water, okay? So let's look at it, yeah? In our 30s, we got too much stress going on, right? We got young kids, families, financial pressures. Stress is not good, guys. Let me tell you that stress produces something called cortisol. Cortisol breaks down muscle, leads to belly fat storage. So you can see why we're all up against it in our 30s, right? Now you add in drinking regularly. Okay, drinking alcohol actually lowers your testosterone levels, which are, you know, what we need for building muscle, increases your estrogen levels, which are responsible for female breast tissue. So if you're listening to this and you think that you've got or are developing man boobs, that the simple reason is we're under stress, we're drinking too much alcohol, and that is the body's reaction to it. Life's a real bitch, right, in your 30s, guys. But listen, you know, I'm just telling you why you're feeling like that, looking like that. It doesn't mean that we can't work around it and you can still enjoy the odd beer. So what can we do straight away? What can we do right now in the next, say, 5 to 6 minutes before I wrap up to get you feeling half alive again? Like when you get up in the morning not feeling, boof, I feel like shit, how am I going to get through today? What you can do for me initially, guys, right? Because I'm telling you now, if you're not in my program and you're listening to this because you want advice, you're going around severely dehydrated, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to drink a liter per 25 kilos of body weight of clean water per day. No tap water. Now, there's arguments to and for tap. A lot of people say, oh, tap water's fine, but you would have to check your fluoride levels in your local water. You'd have to check that with your water board. Me, I'm just an Evian snob, or I just get a filter. So filtered or fresh bottled water. I want you to start drinking that in the morning, right? Chances are, well, I'll tell you now, if you're going for a pee and your pee is yellow, you're dehydrated, mate, okay? If your pee is brown, like some of my clients have said to me in the past, oh, my pee is brown and it's stinging and it's like burning and it's like red hot. Wow, you are so toxic. Go drink some water and flush the crap out, okay? So go and drink some water. I want you to start sipping on that. Get yourself hydrated, okay? When somebody told me this, go and drink more water, and I was living off Diet Coke, I was just thinking, what, is that it? You know, I want you to tell me to take two magic pills, run for 20 miles a day and eat dust, because that's cooler. No, the basic thing is go and drink some water. So start to drink a liter of water per 25 kilos of body weight. I'm about 84 kilos. I'm drinking about 3.5 liters of water a day. And I'll tell you what, boys, I feel fantastic for it, even when my son's waking me up in the middle of the night. What else can I get you to do? I want you to bin the cereal for breakfast. Do you think cereal's healthy? Who told you cereal's healthy? Was it the advert on the telly? Before Kellogg's come around, guys, we were doing all right. Do not buy into any cereal being healthy. I'm talking about Weetabix. I'm talking about All Bran. I'm talking about Special K. There is no nutrients in that crap. I'm trying to be quite quick now because I do want to get this done by 40 minutes. But our bodies are not designed to process grains, all right? I want you to think about where that food comes from. Where does it come from? Does it come from the ground? Does it come from the sea? Does it come from Mother Nature? No, it comes from a factory where it's manufactured and filled with additives, preservatives to keep it tasting half decent for when you open it, all right, and eat it. And I lived off Crunchy Nut cornflakes for years with a huge glass of orange juice and some toast for breakfast every morning. And I was running 5 miles prior to that in a bin bag because I thought if I wore a bin bag, I would sweat more, and that more sweat means more fat loss. And when I look back, I laugh, but I shouldn't laugh because who was I to know? You know, I wasn't a trainer. I didn't understand nutrition, but don't go running in bin bags, guys. I mean, there's just, unless you want to be dehydrated, you're not going to lose more fat. And I was sick, depressed, and feeling like crap, and waiting for the sandwich man to come round when I was in my office job and absolutely shattered. So bin the grains, the crappy cereals for breakfast. What can you eat instead? Yes, you can eat eggs. Eggs are good for you. Eggs will not give you high cholesterol. We're going to talk about that in a further blog, but eggs are full of good fats and protein, which we need. Scramble up some eggs. Have some scrambled eggs with some smoked salmon, all right? Maybe cook an omelette. Cook an omelette in some coconut oil, which, if you've been following me, you will know that coconut oil is absolutely amazing. It's saturated fat, but we need saturated fat in our diet. We need fat in our diet to absorb certain soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. Pretty important vitamins, all right? If you're unsure about coconut oil, go to my website, www.30plusmensfitness.com, and you'll see my video on coconut oil. You'll see me about 4 years ago, no bags under my eyes, no beard, pre-VAT, pre-kids, just living the dream, looking really young, eating coconut oil off a spoon. I don't look young anymore, but I still eat coconut oil off a spoon. Anyway, so yeah, cook up an omelette and some coconut oil. If you don't have that time, just snack on some nuts and seeds. Brazil nuts, a handful of Brazil nuts in the morning. Brazil nuts are so good for testosterone. Do you want to get a little bit of lead back in your pencil? Yeah, you want to wake up with a bit of a Sembodian on in the morning, or even better than that, get some Brazil nuts into you, okay? They are absolutely great, and you can have them on the go. Mixed berries, yeah, my favorites are raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, anything ending in berry for their antioxidant value. Get it into you. Again, don't be afraid to have some greens for breakfast. People look at me and they go, greens for breakfast. Well, get out of the mindset of breakfast, dinner, tea. Think nutrients. Nobody got sick and fat eating veggies, eating green veggies, all right? Green veggies are full of goodness. Steam them. Get them on your plate. You can add some good quality poultry like chicken. You can get some good quality steak or even some salmon. I love salmon and greens for breakfast. Yes, it took a little bit of time to get my head around that I was having salmon and greens for breakfast cooked in fat. But do you know what? I feel so damn good after eating that stuff that... and you know, it does me so many favors for my waistline that I never question it. You know, when I first got on my girlfriend, she's like, "Oh, you're cooking fish again for breakfast." And I just said, "You know what? Deal with it." Unfortunately, this is me. I'm a personal trainer. Yeah, I don't go out on the beers and come in stinking, but I do cook fish in coconut oil. So, you know, that's just one of those things. So yeah, that's what you can be having for breakfast. Guys, try and stay away from the bread. We're not designed to process grains. I used to live off bread. I thought it was healthy because I was eating whole grain bread. No. Bread. If you want to get bloated, if you want to feel lethargic and like you're half asleep at your desk job, eat bread. Yeah, if you want to feel that waistline increase and bulge, eat bread. If you want to see your face blow up and puff out, right, let me tell you this now quickly. I'm going to wrap up in 2 minutes 45. I could eat really, really clean, unprocessed food, no alcohol for 28 days. Give me a day of on the bread. After that 28 days, the next day you see me, I'd have the face of a 30 stone man. My face literally blows up after bread. It is hard to get rid of it. People think we need carbs. Well, there's other types of carbs that you can have, like sweet potato, which are great for you, and gluten-free oats, which you can have for breakfast with things like coconut milk, okay? Stay away from the bread, all right? Think about eating real unprocessed foods, all right? So if I'm telling you now, drink an abundance of water, but eat things like good quality steak, fish, chicken, plenty of green vegetables like green beans, kale, broccoli, watercress. All those things will help you if you suffer from man boobs. All right, that's why I recommend a greens drink as well. But that's a story for another podcast. I really thought I'd struggle to talk for 40 minutes. How wrong was I? Yeah, eat real foods. Avocado, high in fat, great. Olive oil, don't cook in it, but drizzle your salads in it. Amazing source of fat. Coconut oil, amazing source of fat. Gluten-free pasta post-workout. What else are we talking about? Berries, mixed berries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. Get that into you. Get the goodness into you. People will say to you, "Oh, are you on a diet? When are you doing this fad diet?" Look at all the foods that you're eating. Real foods. Oh, eggs. Get some eggs in there as well. Real foods from nature. And it's that simple, but we have been brainwashed to believe that all this crap that comes in a packet or in a box is real food. It's not. The sad state of society is you will walk down your aisle in the supermarket or those supermarket aisles and 90% of that stuff is processed. It is frightening. No wonder we are a nation of obesity, lethargy, people being depressed, sick, fat, dumb. You know, just get out, get some fresh air, eat some real food, drink some water, and we will talk about exercises next. In the next podcast, I have touched on slightly, but listen, guys, I am going to wrap up because I think 40 minutes should be a limit. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I've absolutely loved it. If you are thinking, oh, I really like that, Mark, and I want to know more, where are your workouts? You can go to www.30plusmensfitness.com. Loads of free workouts on there. If you're not doing anything, start at Bodyweight Basics Part 1, build your way up. If you are interested in just learning more about our online coaching and getting my free report where I talk more and more about training and nutrition, you can go to www.30plusmensfitnessplan.com. Enter your details, you're going to get a free report from me, 30 pages, just basically going into more depth than I have here. It's going to help you, it's free. And then you're going to be on my email list. I send out emails probably three or four times a week, giving you all my up-to-date info, telling you when the next coaching plan's coming up, having plenty of banter. If you're interested in one of our boot camps and you live in either Cardiff, Liverpool, the Vale of Glamorgan, or Chicago, you can go to www.30plusbootcamp.com. And then if you scroll down, you can click on the various locations, find the location, enter your details, and we'll get you in for a free trial. If you don't follow us on the Facebook page, please do. www.facebook.com/30plusmensfitness. That's 40 minutes, 45 seconds. I hope you got something out of it, guys. I hope you can see how passionate I am about 30 plus men's fitness. And my goal is to help as many over 30s men globally. Actually, looking back at my notes, my little thing here of notes, not a great deal. There's so much more I could talk about, but like I said, I want to try and cap it at 40 minutes, but I will be back. If you liked it, please leave a comment, give us a share on your Facebook fan page, help me spread the love, help me to help more over 30s men that are maybe feeling like crap right now. I want to help them feel better using my method. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for bearing with me. And keep on trucking. And I'll speak to you very, very soon. Thank you.